Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday. Let's get to our extra point from the sidelines, a deeper look at something that happened in the game from the sidelines. Brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care. I mean, the takeover of South Florida was in a full effect. And I say this, and I said this against Atlanta, and against Carolina, but against Atlanta mostly because of they lost. Man, when you are there in that stadium and you see those Bills fans jacked up to see their team, and some people, that's the only chance they get. I know a lot of you went down to South Florida. A lot of people did. They travel. They're from Buffalo. Some people just, Bills play somewhere in their region, so they go see them, whatever it is. And they only get a chance like that on the road. And you want them to just come away really loving the performance. And it wasn't yesterday. But man, Bills Mafia, as always, showing out in South Florida. Loved it. Great to see you. So many of you had a great time at the annual Russ Salvatore party at the Blue Martini the night before. Meeting a lot of you, saying hi. So thank you. But the sideline view of the red, white, and blue, as always in Miami, pretty amazing. And it was again yesterday. Let's get to Frank in North Tonawanda. Hi, Frank.
Oh, hey, Sal. Nice to speak to you today, buddy. And just want to say, number one, I really like your show because you're always upbeat. And I know today is a tough day because we have a lot of expectations, you know, with the schedule and all that stuff. But, you know, a reminder, Atlanta cleaned our clocks. We couldn't tackle anybody. It looked like doom and gloom. We go to Carolina and shut down their running game, which, yeah, it's Carolina, big deal. But then we play Kansas City, and Josh goes like, what, 23 of 26 or something like that? And we basically embarrass Steve Spagnuolo, you know, maybe not embarrassed, but, you know, we handled them well. And then we, you know, we came up flat, and the division rival slapped us in the mouth. And I just think that's the NFL, and I look forward to us whipping Tampa. And Sal, have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, man. I love the optimism. I love the energy. I love the upbeat attitude. It is the sun came up today, and you have a game on Sunday, right? I mean, that happens. And that can't happen. I agree with you. It is the NFL. I think, though, that, you know, I'm the guy. I'm always the one who says every game has its own DNA, right? I love that. Every game has its own DNA. I love saying it to you because so many of you say it to me, and I've said it over the years. What does that mean? Every game has its own DNA. It means when someone says to me, you can't play like that when they win. You can't play like that against that team or you're going to lose. I'm like, well, they didn't play that team. You have a different game plan against every team. And then something happens in a game that's different than the next game you play or the last game you play. But that said, there are concerns that have continually popped up. This isn't a one-game concern about wide receiver, passing game, all that. And that's where I think the frustration comes from fans who go, I just don't know what the answer is because it's been happening, right? Every game does have its own DNA. You didn't play the Dolphins last week. You played the Chiefs, and you had a great game plan. You played the way you wanted to play, and you controlled the game, and you won. And this week, you didn't play the Chiefs. You played the Dolphins. And you didn't play, didn't have a great game plan, and they played harder than you, from what players said, and you gave the ball away, and you lost. There are things you take away from each game that you like and you don't like. It's never as bad as it looks, never as good as it looks. But you pick up the pieces, you go back on Monday, you figure it out for the next week, and that's where they are today. Let's go to Eric in Virginia. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Sal. How you doing? I had a couple points to make. First, I'll start with the question that I called about, which was the salary cap. And I know that we've kind of been behind the eight ball last couple of years, you know, having to move salaries into bonuses and kicking the can down the road. And obviously now we're, you know, it trapped. We're painting ourselves in the corner with the salary cap. My question is, like, how long, do you know, like, how long we're going to be in this cap jail with the Von Miller deal and all these other, like, the Taron Johnsons and the Josh Allen deals that we've kind of, like, converted to bonuses to free up cap space?
Well, I think let me look at the Von deal. That might be done. I think that was done. You don't have to worry about that. But your overall point is to answer your question, as long as you have Josh Allen making the money he's making, and then obviously some guys around the roster like Deion and Spencer Brown you sign and some extensions, but especially Josh, you're going to be in it for a while. That's what happens when you pay your franchise quarterback. Taron Johnson's deal, whatever. You can point to a lot of these deals. To answer your overall question, though, it's going to be a while. I mean, you're going to have to keep doing what you've been doing, moving money down the road, cutting guys. But here's what we don't know, Eric, which is, like, what do they do at the end of the year? Remember the 1 year they got rid of, moved on from, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs, all in the same year, right? Like, those things opened up cap space for the following year. And you could have a year like that again where you get more money. But right now they are actually over the cap for next year as it is.
That's good news. Okay, thank you.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. So, hate to break that to you, but that's the way it goes. What else we got? I think we've kind of taken care of everything. We got sit up, stand down, hey buddy, coming your way. Man, good calls today. And it's another, you know, frustrating day after a loss to a team you shouldn't have lost to. Atlanta was the same way. Speaking of Atlanta, let's take a look around the league, Joe, shall we? Let's take a look and tell everybody what happened yesterday in the NFL. Shout out to my wife, Yana, by the way, who told me yesterday, I'm in Miami and getting ready for the game, and she texts me. She goes, hey, you know, this game is going on in Berlin. And I said in the air, people know my wife is from Germany originally. And she said, did you know? And I did not know this. So shout out to my very smart wife who said it's being played on the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. November 9th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
1989.
That's cool.
And they played this game in Berlin on November 9th, 2025. Good nugget, right? I don't know if the NFL planned that or not. I really don't know. I'd have to find out from somebody.
I would take credit for planning it.
I mean, like they knew they were going to play in Berlin a couple years ago, and then they made it this date, so who knows? I'm not really sure, but either way, Colts win in overtime. This was a back-and-forth affair, and the Falcons tied it up. Colts tied it up, I think, late, and then they went to overtime. They won 31-25, so the Colts move to 9-2. I'm sorry. Are they 9? 8-2 on the season. 8-2 on the season. How about Jonathan Taylor? More on him in a minute, but, man, 244 yards rushing. 8-2. Colts, they are top of the AFC in the one seed. Who can figure out the Carolina Panthers? Bills crush them. They go to Green Bay and win, and then they lose to the Saints. I've been saying all year, the Saints are actually better than people think, but they got to win these low-volume games, and they did in this one. 17-7, holding Bryce Young to 124 yards passing, and Rico Dowdle to 53 yards rushing. Tyler Shook, 282 and two touchdowns. Maybe they find a bit of a quarterback there. They go to 2-8 on the year. 5-5 are the Panthers. Giants, I didn't see the end of this game. Something happened at the end because, oh yeah, fourth quarter collapse. It looks like they were up 20-10 in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left. And because I saw online people going, that was a horrendous collapse, and I don't know how Dable survives. Like, somebody was saying that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't remember because we were watching the Bills game, but it just was like a normal Giants loss this season. They're up ahead, and then they collapse again. That's like a normal thing for them at this point.
So yeah.
Dable's job is definitely in question, I would say.
Yeah, so Jackson Dart makes NFL history where he ran for a touchdown in 5 straight games. He's first quarterback to ever do that, by the way, I believe, right? That's what I read. Mm-hmm. 6 carries, 66 yards. He threw for 242 and no touchdowns. He did score 2 on the ground. Didn't matter. The Bears, they have the same record as the Bills. 24-20 they win. They're 6-3. Caleb Williams throws for 220 yards and a touchdown. You want to talk about a collapse, folks? The Jacksonville Jaguars collapsed.
That was bad.
They were up 29-10 in the fourth quarter to Davis Mills.
Legacy game for Davis Mills coming back.
292. A few years ago, I said, I like Davis Mills. I actually thought I liked what I saw from him and some mop-up duty or some times when he played. And I really liked him, but you know they got C.J. Stroud. He looked great his rookie year, not as much. Now he's in concussion protocol. Davis Mills comes in, 292, 2 touchdowns, an interception. They wind up beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 36-29. They score 26 points in the fourth quarter. Woo. Jags 5-4, Texans 4-5. Baltimore Ravens, they were down. They had to come back. Lower scoring game here, but Lamar Jackson throws for 176 yards and a touchdown. Derrick Henry runs for only 75. Lamar contributes 36 on the ground. J.J. McCarthy, 248 yards passing for the Vikings in a losing effort. They fall to 4-5 after a big win last week. But now the Ravens, they're at 4-5, and suddenly the favorites to win the AFC North because of what happened last night, which I'll get to in a minute, between the Steelers and the Jags. Steelers and Chargers, excuse me. Let's get to, though, the Jets winning their second in a row. Justin Fields only 6-11 for 54 yards and a touchdown, and they win over the Browns 27-20. How does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. Because the Cleveland Browns, oh, you know what? They didn't even turn the ball over. They couldn't get they had four. Oh my God. I'm actually looking. I looked at the box score earlier and I must have mistaken, but right now I'm looking at it. The Jets averaged 3.6 yards a play to the Browns 4.0, and the Jets won 27-20. How are the touchdowns? Njoku. Oh, a kickoff return gets you there. That's a big one. Okay, Breece Hall catches one from the backfield for a touchdown.
Yeah, they did have a big
kickoff return. Wait. Breece Hall caught a 42-yard touchdown pass, and Justin Fields had 54 overall.
Yeah.
So 12 yards outside of that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Dylan Gabriel, 167 yards and 2 touchdowns. The numbers look good, but I'm reading a lot online from Browns people like, yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, we were just the red zone clips we would see. It didn't. Nothing looked fantastic from Dylan Gabriel whatsoever. I'm surprised. I mean, it seems like the organization will never play Shedeur Sanders, but I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a look yet.
Yeah, I know. All right. Let me get to 2-1 Jets, 2-7 Browns. Bills play both of them, by the way. Jets go to New England on Thursday night.
I don't know how interesting that could be. I get it's a divisional game, but hoping the Jets can just pull some voodoo magic out of anywhere and make a stand against New England, but it'll never happen. But
all right. Patriots 28-23 over the Bucs. Tough to see if you're a Bills fan. 147 yards for Travion Henderson. 270 for Drake May. He's now the leader, maybe, in the MVP race in the betting.
I think so.
They came back and won. They were down a little bit. They came back. Bucks came back. Didn't matter. Baker Mayfield and company come here next week on the heels of 273 and three touchdowns, but a loss. They fall to 6-3. Same record as the Bills. Seattle just boat races Arizona.
Yeah, they right out of the gate annihilated them. That game was out of reach within the first quarter. It was bad. It was really bad for Arizona.
Yeah, for sure. So in this game, it was Sam Darnold, 178 yards. He didn't have to do much, though. The run game got going with Charbonneau and Walker.
Big defensive plays, too. There's a fumble recovery, I want to say. Yep. Like, all of that in there, too. So they absolutely, every aspect of their game just annihilated the Cardinals.
Cardinals at 3-6. 42-26, the Rams beat the 49ers. 7-2 now, along with Seattle, atop the NFC West. 49ers fall to 6-4. Matt Stafford, another 4 touchdown passes, by the way. Pretty impressive performance. Detroit, they score 44. They beat the Commanders 44-22. Behind Jared Goff's 3 TD passes at 320 passing. Jahmyr Gibbs, 142 yards rushing. 6-3, Detroit 3-7. Washington, late last night. Boy, the Steelers' offense was not good. Couldn't get off the mat early on. Gave up a safety. 221 total yards. Chargers 314, Herbert 220 passing, Rodgers 161. The Chargers win the final score. 7-3 LA, 5-4 Pittsburgh, who now find themselves as the underdogs, basically, to win the division there. All right, we'll take a timeout. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.